Oh, yeah. Actually, I need to see. Okay. We are synced up, my brothers and sisters. Hello, how are you? Happy Thursday. Aaron here with another conscious thought. And today, we are going to be gotta mute my phone. Today, we're going to be talking about some things that we've been talking about. And that thing is maintaining presence. Talk about it all the time. That's one of the spiritual and conscious things to do that just really helps, you know. So I've got a couple tips for it. And we're going to start off very simply with attempt to access the inner silence that's always present and always there. This inner silence of the great I am, remembering who we are and that we are all source, we are all universal energy. And consciously remembering and reminding yourself of that is a great way to kind of be present in the moment. Not letting ego, not letting emotions, not letting a situation kind of over-influence you or you know, control you in any way, right? So if you can find that, and we all can, when you do, maintaining presence is a bit easier. And a way to do that is sitting in silence. Turn off electronics, fans, I mean, everything. Just sit in silence. Let the mind wander. It's going to. So just let it go. And if there's a thought that you want to feed energy into, you can feed it energy, that's fine. If there's one you don't, then just let it go. Something I'm working on myself, and it takes time, it takes energy, it takes repetition to kind of build up this, you know, conscious muscle memory. Achieve that. And at the same time, while you're doing that, you will literally consciously recognize and realize that everything is so much more than the labels we give them. Everything. I'm looking at you through the lens of a camera, but it's more than that. You can go outside and see trees and birds and grass and dirt. You can see all of these things, but those are just the labels that the human mind has given them. Right? There's so much more than that. We are humans, but we're so much more than that. Those are just labels. And the human mind has this crazy idea that it needs to label and categorize and individualize everything instead of just realizing everything's awesome. I mean, the Lego movie did it. Anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. Be present. Notice things. If you're not a fan of letting your mind go, and some of us aren't, just start noticing the things around you. I mean, anything. An air filter, a hat, a lighthouse for VR, lights, the ceiling, the drop ceiling, my PC. The microphone, this piece of note card. Those are all the labels, but it's so much more than that. You go outside and you see the wildlife. You see your pets if you have any. Like, yes, that dog. But it's more than that. It's a loving companion. It's a creature created from conscious thought to love and support their owners and their offspring and their pack and all of these things. And it just goes on and on and on. When you get into the fact that the soul in that dog at one point, very soon, in the grandiose kind of ideas of time, because our perception of time is very, very, very narrow, will eventually reach a third density existence like we're experiencing right now. Right? We all, at one point, have been dirt, water, lava, trees, plants, bugs, creatures like animals, pets. To reach where we are now as humans, and we will go beyond where we are now through spiritual polarization, and it's a beautiful, amazing thing. Is a beautiful, amazing thing that we're going to be experiencing. Far beyond our wildest imaginations. And that's one of the crazy things about like religious teachings over the millennia is some of them are quite grandiose, but most are very narrow. And most of them have good things that apply and make sense towards positive polarity as well as negative polarity. But it's so difficult to express what we're going to experience that it can't really be expressed in word fully. It can get an extremely loose, like hellaciously overgeneralized explanation of it. Like, you know, we reach fourth density and we start getting lighter bodies. We start losing physical form. Okay, how? Why? Weird. Go to fifth density and we are light bodies now. We're so light and our vibrations are so high, we're just beings of light. Huh? Don't worry about it. We're going to get there eventually, and it's okay. But it's really not worth the effort as such now to be worried about it. What ideally we're concerned about right now through this process is just the polarization to make the choice for the positive or negative polarity. And it'll just happen. It'll just come to you. And you may switch in the middle of it, but what's important is to be, like what Jesus said, be hot or cold, do not be lukewarm, I'll spit you out. Be positive or be negative, don't be in the middle. That's where growth comes. Both are important, both have to happen, both need to happen, because you can't know something without knowing what it isn't, right? If you want to get deeper into third density consciousness, reaching in the fourth density consciousness and presence and all of that, check out Eckhart Tolle. I started watching Eckhart on the recommendation of Aaron Abke, and I've just fallen in love with the dude. His humor is great, and he has just the wisest, most overarching and intelligent and just great conscious thought that currently is far beyond what I've got. But man, if it doesn't inspire me every time, there's a lot of talk of presence with him, being present. And that is extraordinarily important. We want to be present all the time. And it's difficult to do. But be present. Be present. Don't Don't be stuck in the mind trap of the ego and the shadow. It's going to happen, but catch yourself in it. And the more you catch yourself in it, the more you'll be able to get out of it, and then the less it'll happen. There's a lot of repetition and cycles in this. Like, there's a lot of, you know, subconscious programming that's been pumped into us from day one because of those in power and our parents and our family and our society, our environment. All of this stuff is just subconscious programming over and over and over again. And it's going to be extremely difficult to break free of it all. We all have our own experiences. We all have our own programming we've been through. We all have our own life experiences we've been through. And it's important. All of it's important. Everything happens for a reason. You chose to come here to learn a lesson. Be present in the moment. Love the moment. Cherish the moment. And leave a comment down below of what you feel. If you like what I'm saying here, please go ahead and hit the like button. Subscribe if you want to see more. These conscious thoughts come out Monday to Friday. Until I run out, I guess. Check out Eckhart Tolle. I will go ahead and put a link in the description for his YouTube page, channel. And his content is just chef's kiss. We'll see you tomorrow, seekers, for another conscious thought. Have a good one. I love you.